Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life. Hi, Rebels. We have something really special to share with you. For the next 6 weeks, we'll be airing 16 episodes from our Growing Up Powerful series. These are stories about dealing with big feelings, growing up, and connecting to the world around you. And just so you know, some of these themes may be mature for our younger rebels. We encourage listening with your grown-up. We hope you enjoy. And now, episode 13 of Growing Up Powerful. Growing Up Powerful. Together.
Welcome to Growing Up Powerful with Rebel Girls.
I'm Asha.
It's pretty clear I'm Justine. And we're two best friends trying to figure out this thing called life.
But most importantly, have we told you lately that you're strong,
smart,
powerful, and
making this world a brighter place?
Well, it's true.
And it's important for you to know this and feel this every day.
So for this mindfulness break, we're going to share some empowering phrases with you that you can say to yourself anytime, any place.
You can say them while looking in the mirror.
You can write them down and stick them somewhere like in your journal or by your bed.
You can even just mouth the words.
Yeah, even if you're not feeling like they're totally true to you today, think of these words like a vision board. So you are naming the things that you love about yourself or want to love about yourself.
Okay, you ready?
Let's go! Okay, first, take a deep breath and roll your shoulders down your back. Close your eyes if you want, and just feel yourself whole and bright. Now, repeat after me, either aloud or in your head. I believe in myself.
I believe in myself.
I am growing up powerful.
I am growing up powerful.
I am confident and courageous.
I am trying to be confident and courageous.
That's fine. I make this world a brighter place.
I make this world a brighter place.
Listen up. I have important things to say.
Listen up. I have important things to say. Yeah, that one, I have a lot to say. I don't know if it's always important.
Sure it is. Okay, what if you try some phrases that feel meaningful to you? What do you like about yourself?
Okay. I try really hard.
Yes, you work your butt off at school, at track, at even dancing for hours and hours.
Thank you. Okay, how about I am fun and funny?
So true, you are the funniest person I know.
I am a good friend.
The best.
I am pretty okay at the trumpet.
Just pretty okay.
I am getting better at the trumpet. And I am rebel.
Oh yeah, you are.
Ta-da!
Hey Rebels, do you know who offers some of the greatest music halls, performances, and online musical education resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Check out Animal or Instrument, a quiz that asks you to listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or dive into the Musical Explorers Around the World map, where you can experience musical traditions such as Vietnamese folk, Colombian cumbia, bluegrass, and jazz from the U.S., and so much more. Carnegie Hall Kids will ignite your imagination and put a rhythm in your every move. Start the musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes. I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She is hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, Jon Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
See? That wasn't so hard, was it?
It definitely gets more fun the more you do it.
I think so too. So, Rebels, these words are here for you whenever you want them.
And definitely try making up your own.
Yeah, think about the things that you like about yourself, or that you're good at. Also, think about the things you want to like about yourself.
Yeah, we're all works in progress, am I right?
For sure.
This is our last mindfulness break for this season, but we'll be back to tell you how awesome you are soon.
Yes. Thank you so much for growing up powerful with us. This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. This episode was narrated by me, Margaret Ying Drake as Asha, and Shayna Small as Justine. It was produced and directed by Deborah Goldstein with Joy Smith and Haley Dapkus. Sound design and mixing by Mumble Media. It was written and edited by Abby Scher. Fact-checking by Joe Radigan and sensitivity read by Skylar Swenson. Our executive producers are Jess Wolf and Joy Smith. Original theme music was composed and performed by Elektra Barjaki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay rebel! If you like what you heard here and want to learn more, check out the newest book from Rebel Girls, Growing Up Powerful, a guide to keeping confident when your body is changing, your mind is racing, and the world is complicated. With stories from rebels all over the world and guidance from some brilliant experts, this book is our newest BFF. Order your copy of Growing Up Powerful today on Amazon or anywhere you purchase books.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
We put on our detective caps and looked high and low, searching for clues to lead us to the best new mystery podcast for kids. Little did we know that we would have to search upside down. That's right. We discovered the upside down story with a brand new mystery story for kid detectives each and every week. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But at the upside down story, you don't know who is telling you the story until the very end. Unless you guess their identity sooner, that is. Do you think you have the detective skills to crack these cases wide open? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and put your sleuthing skills to the test by listening to The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.